For the hand of our Abba is mighty and great. And as we enter here into the bayat of our great King, we come before you with a certain sound of the shofar as we began the Shabbaton worship of Yahweh. With a certain sound of the shofar, we do on this Shabbaton prepare for the battle. You have set before Israel. We bow before you, our Abba. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Lamb of Israel, we pray that you pour out the power of your Ruah in the midst. That every mind, every level will be convicted by the power of your revealed truth unto your house. That he may bring us before your presence, contrite, brokenness of love, and we may cry out that our Redeemer lives. The power of the Mighty One, the Most High, Yah, Creator of all things, that cause all things to come into existence by the mere power of his spoken word. And as you speak unto us today, we ask that you will revive the inward parts of Israel, that our motive will be based upon the power of your instructions, Torah, to guide us. So guide us into the pathways of Sadiqa, that we please you in all things, Yah, as Yahshua the Lamb did. For all things, he pleased the Abba. Help us today. We are people that are in need of help. We need the help of our Abba. We need the strength of Yahshua and the power of that testimony and the witness of that truth alive in us. For the power of your Ruah, that he may feel each one until the power of your Ahava, your love, spreads abroad mightily in their love, to please you, to love you, to acknowledge you in all things. And so we ask in Yahshua's name to help us. We need your help, your mighty hand, Israel scattered abroad, those that gather with us on this Shabbat around the United States of America, that you move mightily upon them and strengthen them. And strengthen us, Yah, that your word will be alive with great power, with great strength, and with great endurance in Israel. Let every song be to thy delight, and every song will exalt you in the power, Yahshua the Lamb, and at the heart of Israel, will cry with great delight that truly our Redeemer lives and the power of his kingdom has come, for he rules in our lives and the power of his purpose is expressed in Israel. And so let it be done, I pray. Let it be done in Israel. We pray for the Shalom, Jerusalem, and your people scattered upon every nation upon the face of the earth. We pray for rulers and kings, because their love is in the hand of our Abba. Hear us today, Yah, and strengthen us, because we need your strength today. We ask it in the mighty name of HaMashiach, Yahshua the Lamb, Israel, Let it be done, I pray, your purpose served in this house. And the people of Yah cried, hallelujah. 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 Come on and lift your hands. Come on and lift your hands and close them. Come on, close them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Abba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Moved by the excellence of your revelation, we do have the understanding of the simplicity of your truth. So we do pray in the mighty name of Yahshua, HaMashiach, the Lamb, Israel, that you restore unto us those things that the canker worm has devoured. And so by the power of your spoken words, you will send it forth to heal and to restore, to bring about the restoration, to bring us into the fullness of your counsel. And we do need that, our precious Yah. Teach us today. Show us the way more plainly. We may walk therein with faithfulness, obedience, gladness of love, that you have elected each of us, call and purpose us to shine forth in the excellence of your might. We shall do that in Yahshua, because in him we have the strength to do all things that you command us to do. So revive us today. Restore us today. Forgive us of all of our transgressions, our iniquitous ways, our sins that we have allowed to defy your Torah. So help us all, that we may have the brotherly kindness and the purity of your Ahava, your love, entrench deeply and richly in us all. For when one suffers, we all suffer. And when one is exalted and esteemed, we do rejoice in that. So in the midst of this generation, and the time that you have destined, we ask in Yahshua's name to give us that tikvah, that hope, that burns with a great passion and desire. And we will forsake all things to please you, our Abba. We trust you for that mighty victory, that Teshua in Yahshua. We trust and we believe you today. And the house of Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Yivarach Yihad. For Yah is the mighty one and the most high one. Shabbat shalom. You may be seated. May Yah enrich you today. We do barak him today and bless him for all things, for his mighty hand and the profound expression of his Yahshak, the salvation, the assurance of his salvation in Yahshua. We're a time, an era, dispensation, whereby the mind of man is full of disillusion. And the reason why? Because they have gone away from the simplicity of Torah life. They defy the commands, the mitzvah of Yah. They will not adhere to what he commands them. They will not listen to how he instructs them. And so we find this disarray today. Our minds cannot truly be stabilized by the purity of his word. We're looking for all kinds of alternatives to enhance us, to give us strength. And they actually diminish the power of Almighty Yah from our lives. This is the plan of darkness, that Shatan, because he has a season, to do what Yah has commanded him to do. For there is going to be a separation of those that are truly on his side, and those that have no concern or compassion for the true things of Almighty Yahweh. And we find ourselves in an era, a time, whereby the nations of the world, they have become so bewitched. The power of sorcery is dominant in the nations today. And there's a reason why it is prevailing with such dynamicism and power that the mind of man is not able to identify the strength of darkness that is prevailing in this hour. When a man begins to turn his thoughts away from Yah, when he began to seek his higher elevation, there is only one elevation for us, and that is to have the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. As a man tries to exalt this human form above Almighty Yahweh, and Yah says it's going to be brought down to the dust of the earth. What is man but nothing but a worm? He cannot, in this humanistic, ecumenical mindset, this mindset of God worship, he will not exalt his throne of his authority above my throne, and that is what man is doing today. So they have gone about to change the laws, the times, the Torah, the institution of Yah, and you have this debilitated form of religious practices that produce this retarded mentality and these forms of life. It is not the form of the life of Yahshua HaMashiach. It is not the strength of the life of Yahshua. It is a false life. It is not based upon Torah and the power of that life in Yahshua. And so we see this beast rise up out of the earth. This religious form that seduces the mind of man that they can simply not obey the Torah, the truth of Yah. They're turned away. They're removed away. And Satan has amplified with instruments of deception. It has caused the mind to be captivated. It is not the mind of Yahshua. Because that mind is entrusted with the very pure values of Yahweh. It is entrusted with the riches of Yah. And we wonder why our lives are not exemplary unto Yah. We wonder why our lives are not filled with the riches of Almighty Yah. Because the mind has been given over unto this witchcraft power. And this nation, this Babylonian power here, this word of confusion, she is the cauldron. She is the dispenser of the power of bewitching and witchcraft. It is in this nation. There is no sensitivity to the things of Yah. None whatsoever. So we have this proliferation of what we call our own faith. There is only one power of Emunah, and it comes by the bosom of Almighty Yah, and it is expressed in Yahshua. For he was a living power of the word of Yah. You cannot even have the strength of faith unless you have the power of the living word in you. So we have this proliferation of this is my faith. Or have my faith. Or have my belief. There is only one way. There is only one Emunah. And Yah gave that measure unto every man to know him. To know the power of his strength and the power of his kingdom rule. And man has rejected that. And what we have this mutated form of religiosity. And man has always been consumed with some form of practice of religion. We can see that in the Tanakh. We can see it in the Renewed Covenant. Man has always had to have an object or a thing that it reverenced as the Most High or the one that gave strength and power unto him. And so they have removed Yah from his pinnacle of the Most High. He is the Most High. And there is no other like him at all. And we will never get to the excellence of Almighty Yah through some kind of religious practices. We will never sense the dynamics of His power because we gather here on the Shabbat and have a ritual form that produces nothing because our lives are never changed. There is no evolutionary form or change in our lives. We will never understand the power and the strength of Almighty Yah until we begin to do an introspective research or examination of what is actually in us and what has hindered us. What has hindered the people that declare that they are the seed of Israel? What has hindered us? What has circumvented and prevented us? What is the thing that has suppressed us from moving into the excellence of His power? He has become some form of this mythical godlike thing that the world possesses today. No power over the corrupt, vile ways of sin. Hamashiach came to destroy the works and the power of Shatan, that he will have no strength in the inward parts of the house of Israel. And we find every kind of vile decadence of sin and every kind of ill-reputed thing it is, because they have rejected truth. And when a man rejects truth, he opens his mind for every kind of beguiling spirit there is. He opened up his heart to have this love affair to every kind of hateful bird, every kind of unclean spirit, every kind of undegenerate thing there is. Because he doesn't possess the compassion or the desire to know the power of truth. When a man understands the power of truth, you can debate it all you want to. Hamashiach says that the words that I speak, it is of the Ruah, it is the Spirit of Yah, because I'm the power, the living word of that spiritual word of Yah. The words that I speak unto you, they are Ruah, they're spirit, and they have a power of life in them. He said, now if you continue in these words that I speak, then ye shall be my disciplined ones. You will be disciplined by the order, by the commands, the instructions of Almighty Yah. And he said, you will know the power of his truth. And the power of that truth shall make you free. Now, are we truly free to truly do what Yah commands us? This is a generation that is bound. It is bound by witchcraft. And Shatan is magnificent in his effort to manipulate the mind and your thinking and the way our actions and our reactions are. He has done a magnificent job because we have removed our thoughts away from Yah. We have heard the truth, but we do not retain it. It's like the truth of Yah falling on this barren ground. For the moment we are none, we have great joy. Then as time goes by and by, we go back to the same ritualistic false worship of humanism, our own self, because our desires are not the desires of Yah. If a man delights himself in Yah, he will impart into that man the desires of the man's heart, and his desire is his desire. There is no desire like the desire of Yahweh. What has hindered us that we cannot obey the truth? What has prevented a people, a mind that has received truth, and yet we cannot obey it? What has hindered us? The power of bewitching is in this nation. Babylon is the seed of the spirit of bewitching. She has sown her wares throughout the world. And her corruption reaches from every shore to the darkest of nations, to those that are just a fraction of a multitude. Her vile, insidious, evil ways have reached. That is why you better begin to pray, brothers and sisters, that Yah will raise up the Nabi wherever he is. When he begins to speak, that his voice, there will be an exclamation mark upon his voice, because we will know emphatically that Yah speaks to Israel. That is the only way that she is going to be brought back to any form of restoration at all. She is not going to be done any other way. It's not going to be done by the power of wealth. It's not going to be done by the power of some form of unity. It's going to be done by the spoken word of the powerful mighty Yah. And there's very little of that today. You don't have that today. None whatsoever. You have these men that romanticize the people and give them comfort in their iniquity. They practice their sins and they literally practice them without any fear. What has hindered you? What has caused your thoughts to be hindered? The purpose of Yah to be hindered. I want to be God here in Scripture. Hallelujah. I want to be God here in Galatia. As Shaul speaks unto a house, Israelite brethren, the house of Israel, those that were scattered. For some reason we think that those letters we call to the Gentiles, that there were no Israelite brothers and sisters in those congregations. Yet they were people that were dispensed and scattered throughout the nations of the world. And it is so today. Do I believe that everything in that land we call Palestine, Israel, is the true house of the seed of Israel? No, I do not. When Yah establishes his house, he has always done it by the mouth and the power of his Nabi. And he has always raised up Shoptims or judges to judge his house. We despise that today, don't we? His word is quick and powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. It even discerns the very intent and the thoughts of a man. It comes to judge our every action, our every deed, our every purpose. Who is more religious or their practice of religion than those that call themselves Yahdims, than Israel? Their relics, their gala activities, and yet there is no power of the life of Yah there. There's no power of his purity there. When one denies the living power of Yahshua, where they're blind for a season, yeah, you are blind people. That's why these blind guides are leading the people into a dismal, bewitched state of mind. And I want to say to you all, when one becomes so bewitched that they have turned their heart away from the truth, there is a consequence. There is a consequence. When he brought Israel out of Mizraim, he destroyed them by the thousands. When there were those that rose up in the camp with this power to bewitch Abiram, Dathan, and Korah, he brought a great devastation upon Israel. He said, I want to do something that is so profound that will astound you. You will know that it is not the work of any man. You will know that you have no power to circumvent me from doing this. He said, I want you all to watch those men as they stood in their tents with their servants, their children, their armed babies. Scripture says that the earth cleaved open. It opened itself. And they went down alive into the pit. And fear began to overtake the level of those that had stood with Moshe, Israel, that they feared Yah. This is a generation that has no fear of Yah, none whatsoever. They have no conscience, no reverence of him. His name is the staple of who he is. His name is the power of his identity. He is not some damn pagan god. Every god is a dog. Every god. Shaitan is the god of this world. Shaul says, if my message of Yahshua, and that is the message today, do not be bewitched. If my message of Yahshua HaMashiach is hidden from you, it is because the God of this world has blinded your mind. Unleash the power of this revelation truth of Yahshua, shine forth unto you, and that you might be Yahshua, you be saved. This is not a saved generation. Few that be that go in. Very few. So if this truth is hidden from them, it's because the power of the bewitcher has bewitched them. That the power of this light and the message of Yahshua will not shine through this vile, corrupt flesh. They cannot comprehend the depths of Yah. That is so profound to know what he did. This living word of his bosom made alive, resurrected from the bosom of a virgin to give us the strength, the living power of Torah. Yah has not spoken anything to nullify it. His word is his bond. We must be getting the very shade of all things. Shaul says here in Galatia chapter 3, verse 1. He says, first of all, you're foolish. He said, oh, foolish, a man void of the knowledge of Yah. A man that says no unto Yahweh. That is what a foolish one says. And we don't even think that we operate in the spirit. Because when Yahweh chastened those that he loved, he chastened, he corrects. This damn ignorant generation is a damned generation. They are foolish and they're full of folly. They're full of frivolity. He said, you are foolish people. You don't have the aspirations of Yah in you. You don't have the spirit of Yah. You don't have the power of Yahweh in you. He said, oh, foolish. He marveled at their folly. He marveled at their inability to understand the power of truth, the liberating force of truth. He said, you're foolish. Oh, foolish Galatians. He says, who is the one that has bewitched you? Not deceived you, but who has bewitched you? This in this nation today is not a deception. It is an altering of even the mind, the chemicals, even the body, the physiological body. Is not that what happened when the woman disobeyed the man who gave her the Torah of Yah? Did you not see a form and a transformation of the physiological and the sociological form of man? Come on here, somebody. You saw a change in the identity of man. You saw a man that began to age, a man that brought death. His flesh began to stink. You saw a vile spirit that rose up out of him. We saw that with Cain and Abel. We saw death. We saw every kind of egregious practice. Every form of sin manifested in that form of that action when Cain slew Abel. When a man hates his brother, he is a murderer. When one hates the house of Israel, he is a murderer. Not everyone that said they are the house is of the house. For what is of the house, even though that there may be buds on the tree? They may not bear the abundance of the power of fruit, but you will know that that is the fruit life of Yahshua. Not some kind of religious power. Not some form of religious indulgence. We've all practiced that, haven't we? We've all had our share of religious indulgence. You know, that is your own self-righteousness. You've determined by your own bylaws because you go past the Torah of Yah, so you establish your own bylaws. Hallelujah. And so what you say to the Torah of Yah, you said has no relevance, no power at all. There has been a mutated mindset among man. That's what sin does. It created a beastly kind of spirit. It created a beastly man. Man is less than a beast today. He has been reduced down to nothing. Jotun had a master plan, didn't he? And Yahweh has the plan of all masters. Because he is the master. And he has a superb plan for Israel. And I tell you this, it is going to be operative. It is going to come to pass. So he said, you're foolish people who has... Kashef, who have bewitched you? Who has even caused your thoughts and your mind to be altered? Who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? That you should not obey the truth? Brothers and sisters, I want to say this emphatically, with simplicity. This is a nation that obeys not the truth. Yah says to my Tzedekah of the form of my government, it is one that is righteous. And the Tzedekah, the righteousness of Yah is from the beginning to the beginning. It has no end. For his righteousness, his Tzedekah, is an everlasting righteousness. And he says, and my Torah, my instructions, my way of life, my mitzvah, that is the truth. That is the truth.
And that's why Hamashiach says, think not that I've come to destroy the Navi of the Torah. But I came to show you the power of those words that Yah spoke, what life they possess. But this foolish, bewitched generation. See, a generation that is foolish like ours. We exalt everything, don't we? We exalt frivolity and every kind of sin. We don't deal with sin today when they transgress against Yah. We don't confront sin today. You have these Jezebites, these women today, they call themselves authoritative. In hell, these Jezebels going to lift up their eyes. The scripture says that a whore is a deep ditch. And a strange woman, she's a wide thing, she's a wide place. So they open the doors that you can do anything you want to, any way you want to. You can operate in any kind of mindset you want to, but we must operate in the Torah way. And that is the way of truth. But if I began to walk in that he would begin to see the health, the wealth, and the power for my Yahweh's life. When a man began to walk in the name which way, he labors laborious, and the powers of hell drives him. No time for Yah. Hallelujah. No time for his wife. No time for his children. No time for the precious tikvah, the hope of Yah. It is not of Yah. He gave us a life form that we should live. And the bewitching of the people today, it says that Yah wants you to have this abundance. Oh, foolish people, don't you know that Yah is able as he supply the sparrows, and there are billions of them, with everything they need. Do you not know he can supply us with his health and wealth? We have this mutated mindset that the levers, or we are puppeteers, or the puppeteer is Shaitan, and we are nothing but puppets. And the way he moves us with this bewitching power, that's the way we move. So he tests us with his alternate power as he put images before us. It causes us to change. Oh, I want that. I like that. Oh, look at that. Ooh, wow. And yet the spoken word of Yahweh never caused your damnable, corrupt, vile heart to rise with an ecstasy of rejoicing and power to know that my Abba is able. This is a bewitched world, and this nation, she is the cauldron of darkness. She has the birthright of Torah lostness. No Torah people here in this country, just a few. Or they all have the form of what we call Siddiqa. But they deny the power of Torah. They may have the form, they may have the relics. They may look right, smell right, dress in a way that perceived to be something that is very out of the norm, what America calls the norm. Look different. The attitude is different. It is a form. It is a part of the matrix. And that is what Shaitan has done in the beginning. He formed a matrix. Just take from the word of Yah. You don't have to take much. Just alter it some. And so we have a generation that alters it. We have a people that believe that Yah is not wise enough. That when he spoke, and yet when he spoke to the earth, when he spoke, let there be stars in Hoshemayim, the stars of the power that... And yet we're such an ignorant, sottish, stupid people that Yah has not ordained, called, and elected men in the power of integrity, as David said, that they can dispense unto us the very actions and the requirements of our Abba. And when he speaks, the whole world and the whole creation stops to hear. It is just man doesn't, because he is foolish. So foolish, Galatians. You're foolish there, Galatia. Who has Gasheth? Who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, the Torah? Who has destroyed the very integrity of Yah in you that you should not obey Torah? It is your own issues of your own corrupt heart. That's why you're foolish. Because you say to Yah, I will not do it. I will not obey you. Brothers and sisters, I've said this before. Every man has been deceived. The heart is deceitful above everything, and it is desperately wicked. But when a people and a nation moves into a bewitching, you're dealing with a different spirit now.
You deal with a different attitude and a different mentality. When a man is deceived, he has turned from the truth. That doesn't mean he rejects the truth. But the power of the Spirit, it denies and rejects truth. Because of this ecumenical power, of this religious one world, one power of God worship. And everyone has a God. You've heard me say redundantly in the Roberts clan, there's a Roberts God. And it trains up those under that power or under that auspice to act like Roberts. The Smith God trains them up to act like Smiths. And every God family has a dedication unto those that are part of their God identity. You can say whatever you want to. The white God is different than the God of color. The black God is different than the African God. They all have gods. Falling powers of hell that have come upon the earth and inhabit men today. And that's why men today have this charismatic power to draw and to allure. Just by their congeniality and their smiles and their dress. Yah says, the only way Israel is going to come to me, it will not be by David Roberts. He says that I will draw them unto me. And I will have Dale Rainey there to speak unto them what I command. I will have Elder Wideman there to speak unto Israel truth. So no man can come unto the Abba unless he brings the man in his presence. So that's why we have this proliferation of bewitching. That's all it is, bewitching. It is one thing that the Nabis and the judges to bring about the stability and the strength of Israel, they dealt with truth. The Amet of Yah. And you must understand, for some reason, if I ask us, what does that prescribe to us? Well, you know truth is truth. It means that there's someone to tell the truth. You understand what it means. Now, that's not what it means. It means the firmness of Yah's authority. His imhat is the firmness of his authority. And what he says, I mean that. I will not condemn sin for you. I will not retract what I say, but I mean what I say. It's not just, well, you know, you mean the truth is the truth. You know, it's truth, it's right. The indications of his imhat is much more profound than that. It is much more profound. That's why we pray Yah send the Nabi, the men of Yah, to extrapolate unto us what it's going to take. I don't want to be a baby. I don't want to be tossed about with every wind, every slight of doctrine, every cunningness and craftiness of men. Now those that have a foundation of truth and all of a sudden someone come with some other strange form. And they say, oh, that's right. You can prove anything you want to in this book. You can corrupt the mind. I will show you that. Hallelujah. We don't know the book. And the reason we don't know, because we don't study. We don't study. We don't study. And that's why folks can bewitch you. What has bewitched you that you will not obey the truth? That's what bewitching does. It turns one away from the faith of Yah, and one cannot obey the truth. Let me move. He said, before whose eyes Hamashiach has been evidently set forth, you know that he has been made known unto you, and the power of the will of Yah has been made known unto you. His will, his purpose has been made known unto you, brothers and sisters. He says in verse 2, he said, this only would I learn from you. Did you receive the Ruach Kodesh by the works of the flesh or the law or by the obedience to Emunah? Did you receive the works or you receive the power of Almighty Yah, the power of his Ruah to enhance what he has written in you? Did you receive that by some mere practice or some letter form or some letter of worship? Or did it come by the very power and the revelation of obedience unto what he commanded you? Those that say they follow the letter of the Torah, they're deceived because they don't do that right. So how have we allowed this law of the flesh, this will of this humanistic God worship, to supersede the power of Yah? Because we are foolish. We are foolish people. And we have been bewitched. This nation is bewitched. That's why you got to come out of her. You cannot participate in her practices. You must relieve yourself of her doctrines and her indoctrinations of your mind. She has taken control of your children. She dominates their minds. Come on, brothers and sisters, there are billion-dollar industries that simply caters to frivolity and folly and dumb down your children, reduce them down to a piece of meat, an unthinking thing. That's what it does. And we parents think that we're doing the most appropriate and the right thing for them, and we're actually giving them over unto Moloch and Mocham. We're offering them up to the fire of hell. We're offering them up unto the God of this world. We give them over unto the powers that be to take their minds and their spirits and bewitch that. And so the things of Yah, they're foolish to them. They have disdain for what Yahweh said. It's not something that is practical and applicable. It has no value to them at all. They are not interested in it. And they will not allow it to become a part of their lives. That is the power of bewitching. I got something to show you in Scripture. I know I'm talking, but I'm moving. We'll show you what Scripture says. He says, "Now you have been bewitched, that you have seen the power of Yahshua evident before you. And now you say, we will go back to the letter. We will go back to our palastri wearing. Now the truth of Yah, the Torah is written in the level of Israel." He says that he would do that. So you go back to your form of ritualism, and it doesn't produce one thing at all. It never produces the fear of Yah. None whatsoever. It doesn't produce the gladness and the rejoicing of Yah. It is just a form and a ritual that one goes through. What HaMashiach does, he comes to bring unto us the light and the power of this government of Yah. And when you understand it, it causes you to rejoice greatly. And to see the plan of Yah and the purpose of Yah that he has made, it causes the love of man to sing with gladness. That's why he can sing all the day long. That's why in the midst of his great perplexities and trials, he has a great tikvah. His hope burns alive in him. Is that so among a bewitched people? Who have bewitched you that you cannot obey, that your heart is not just enthralled with truth? What has bewitched you? What has bewitched you? Drop down to verse 7, because there are scriptures I want to get in. He says, "You did run well." Who? Not what now? Not him. Not they. He said, "Who did hinder you to prevent you?" Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Now, who is the one that has hindered you that you should not obey the truth? Who is the one that has hindered you that you should not obey the truth? Who is the one that has caused hindrance in you that you not yet? But who is he that has hindered you that you should not obey the truth? You do not believe that there are those that Yah has ordained with purpose to bring about this kind of hindrance to rebellious house that rejects him. There are those because of their rituals and their family ties, they reject Yahweh's truth. They hold fast to relics that are dead. They have no power of life in them. They deny his truth because of their traditions. And the traditions of man, I don't care whether it's a Yadim, I don't care whether it's a man of color, black man, brown man, or white man, their traditions make void the power of Torah. It destroys the effectiveness of Torah. For your traditions or your ways that you have brought into the way of Yah, your traditionalizing of things, it has made void, it has made the word of Yah empty. The word of Yah has no power in you at all. It doesn't produce the very life of Yahshua in us. Come on, that's the living word of Yah. When a man gets that in, that it produces the very identity and the purpose, the will of Yahshua in us. Come on, brothers and sisters. Not some form of something we think is invisible, but he is alive. He's real. And that's what the world does. It creates the power of this living tikvah, the hope of Yahshua in us. That's why men turn away from it. Because they're so bewitched, their minds are altered, their thinking is altered. They are mutated into this devious form. Their minds are full of deception and lies and deceit. And they love lies. You don't believe that? I will show you what scripture says. They love lies. They hate truth. This is a generation that hates truth. You ran well. What? Who did hinder you? Who is the one that hindered you from obeying the Torah? Who? Who has hindered this nation? Scripture tells us who has hindered this nation. Who has hindered the people? And it's not what you think it is either. That's why you better be done to read the book. That's why you're so easily subjected to deception. That's why your thoughts, they vacillate between flesh and what we think is ru'ah. That's why you have nothing that is solid. The foundation of Hamashiach stands assured. Hallelujah. He did not bring us into the way of his life to deceive us. He's not the author of confusion. We began to have image strife. We began to battle against him. We began to become confused and full of folly. You began to fight against the way of Yah. See what transcends in your house. See what transcends in your spiritual body. And that is what has caused this mutated type of form that we're walking in now. It is not something that is real. You saw people 40 years in Yah. Even the shoes grew on their feet. I believe the story. How do you know it's inspired? Because it inspires me to believe it. I don't need no statistical, historical factuality. It is a fact in me because it inspires me. Hallelujah. I'm inspired by the events. It's inspirational. It causes life to blossom in me. Hallelujah. I believe he said what he said. I believe he created man just the way he did. I'm inspired by that alone. Not some form of an amoeba form of life mutating into what we are today. They're liars. They're full of hell. So you got them today. They call themselves Yardims. They deny the covenant. What the renewed covenant does, it brings the life and the power of Yah to us. He gave them a letter because he knew that the flesh was weak. He knew what he was doing. He saw the transitional period. And he said, at the midst of that, I will raise up my Yashak, Mahamashiach. He says, the prophets in sundry time they spoke unto them, but I will cause one to speak unto them, and the words that they speak will not be like the Nabi Yeshayah or Obadiah. It will be the same words, but it'll cause the power and the life of Yah to be real in one. And that's why he had to keep the prophets before them. That's why he had to keep the judges to stand in the gate and watch it. No, don't do that. He said, I will send the power of my life, my Ru'ah. And he shall guide you and teach you and bring you into not some, but all truth. All truth. Into all truth. And you must find out what truth is in order to know what truth is. His Torah is truth. And that is a part of his Torah, his name. Hallelujah. He said, you've been hindered, and we have been hindered. I want to show you in scripture an account of this hindrance. Let me show you this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 13. Now I want to show you this power that what hinders. And Yah has allowed men to hinder and to bewitch. Because this is the generation that has not received a pure love for truth. It doesn't love truth. This generation doesn't love Torah. They will tell you, well, you don't commit murder, don't steal, don't kill. But then what about his name? He said, don't take my name in vain. I'm telling you that. You that do that, you will not be held guiltless. Period. What about his Shabbaton, his Shabbat? And these perverts will say, no, these same lying dogs will stand before the people. Don't commit adultery. What a man desires truth. There's one thing about Yah. What a man desires truth, he will bring it to pass. That's why he tells us to set our affections on things that are above and not on the sensual things. But if I've set his affection on that, he will bring to pass his truth. Look at this account here, where one was hindered from truth. The power of witchcraft, it always seeks to pervert you and to hinder you. When you have that power of witchcraft in you, when that spirit of cassette is in you, it will always hinder you from obeying what Yah says. You can't do it. Scripture says in Acts 13:4, it's talking about Barnabas and Shaul. So they being set forth by the Ruah, they were led by Yah, by the Ruah of Yahweh. They departed from Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they went at Salamis, they proclaimed, look now, the word of Yah, in the Bayit of the Yadim. And they had also Yokohan to assist them in the ministry. Verse 6. And when they had gone through the isles of Papas, they found a certain sorcerer, a Kashaf, a certain man that practiced the bewitching, a certain sorcerer, a pseudo-prophet. He was a Yadim, whose name was Bar-Yeshua. His name was Bar-Yeshua. Now this spirit, this power of witchcraft is subtle today. You got those that call themselves, their skin complexion is dark like mine. Darker than Deacon Biddy's as well. And they call themselves the Hebrew Yisraelites. Now there's a power bewitching among them. And you got those whose skin complexion is more Caucasian or whiter or creamier than yours. And they call themselves the Hebrew Yisraelites. The deceivers and liars. You got those that are full of their relics and full of their traditions and full of what we call Judaism. And they call themselves the elected seed. And they are not. The house of Israel, Yaakov, always prevail against the workings of seduction and bewitching. Always. Listen to this closely. It says that they came and there was a man, a pseudo prophet. He was a Yadim Jew, whose name was Bar-Yeshua. Verse 7. Which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus. Now it tells us that this man was a prudent man. He was a wise man. Not very many prudent men today. He was a prudent man. Now this man had called for Barnabas and Shaul and desired to hear the word of Yah. He wanted to know the power of this truth. These men and the power of that truth is the life of Yahshua. It is Yahshua that is the power of the word of Yah today, brothers and sisters. I don't care whether man is from some tradition of a Yadim. I don't care whether he calls himself a black Hebrew Israelite or a Caucasian. He must have the power and the evidence of Yahshua in him. So he sought to turn him away from this emet, the power of Yah's truth to deliver. Now look at this bewitching spirit. Look, it says in verse 8, that Elmas, the sorcerer, who is by name interpretation, look what he did, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the Emunah of Yah. Now that is what that spirit does. Who has hindered you? Who is the one that has hindered you? That you cannot obey the Torah, the truth of Yah. And so when he tried to circumvent Sergius Paulus from hearing this faith and the power of this faith in Yahshua, Yah says, you dog, you child of hell. That's what Shaul says. He said, the blindness shall overtake you. Is not this generation blind? Do they not try to circumvent those from hearing the truth of Yah? Do not these blind dog, these witchcraft men today in this witchcraft, they're sorcerers? Do they prevent the people from coming to the fullness of Torah? Do they not deny them the insight of the knowledge of Torah? You know why? Scripture tells us because they hold the Torah, the truth of Yahweh, in unrighteousness. And the Torah is the truth. And they say you don't have to obey that. Lies from hell. Is that some damnable Baptist way? Some Pentecostal way? Who? These men, these sorcerers, these men of witchcraft, they have prevented the people from coming to the truth. They circumvented them. They hindered them. Someone asked them, Pastor Roberts, I was looking in scripture. And it says in the Mishnah, remember the Shabbat and keep it God holy. And in my research, I found that it is not this day that we say we keep set apart.
Well, Sister Martin, I know that, but you know, we have the authority. Well, Jesus Christ gave us the authority to change that.
Where? Lies from hell. I would even go into these whorehouses.
Now, if they ask me to come and preach, I will go in there and preach with no hindrance. I will not be circumvented or have some kind of sugar-coated message to appease them. To hell with their flesh. He came to destroy the works of the flesh. And the word of Yah destroys the works of the flesh. He tells you to destroy, to impel every filthy thing of your ruah and your flesh. And so you find these men today, they are great orators. I can't speak like them. I don't even have the etiquette or the vocabulary. The vocabulary of proudness like them. To expound upon it like them. Or the hermeneutics are so beautiful. You can't beat it. People are mesmerized. That's why they're bewitched by them. Their minds are literally taken. The word of Yah, it creates the mind of Habashiah in us that it judges everything. It judges everything. It begins with a thorough inspection of our own lives, our life, our mind, our identity. That's what it does. He sought out Shaul and Barnabas. And you say, you don't need a man, you Jezebel hypocrite. They were men. And he sought them out. He was a powerful man too. Sergius Paulus. Hallelujah. He was a powerful man. You must understand, for the Nabis to come, he had to have some authority. He said, I want to see you. I want to hear about this. And so this bewitcher and this Bar Yeshua says, no, you don't want to hear that. You're not coming here. I denounce your words. And they say, you child of hell. You child of the pit of darkness. The blindness of Yah shall overtake you. And because of the witchcraft in this nation, the blindness is in this nation. You ought to have to receive nothing I say. I'm not at my full strength there, but I'll get there one day. The blindness is in this nation. Your children, the husbands, the wives are blind. These preachers are blind. Who, not what now, but who has hindered you that you will not obey the Torah? Who has hindered you that the mitzvah, his name, is unacceptable to you because of your tradition? Who has hindered you that the Shabbat is not relevant to you? Who has hindered you that you say you can murder and you can steal the way you want to? Who has hindered you? We're so foolish. It's such an immature generation that thinks it's mature, but it's immature. That's why we must be fed the same little milk all the time. Well, do right, Sister Robert. Yah will bless you. No, Yah judge you, Jezebel. Get down on your wicked hands and your knees. Don't bring that trash to me again. You parents that have raised children, children do the same thing, repeat all the time, don't they? Close the door, Sharia. She goes right back. She goes right back. This is an immature generation. You don't have to receive it, but it's still the truth. So it's one thing that the Spirit will always do. It will seek to prevent one from coming to the fullness of the truth. Now let me ask you a question. Now what prevents you? Who is the one that prevents you? It is your own heart that is so desperately wicked. It is deceitful.
It is full of lies and deceit. You don't even know your own lies. You don't even know your own corruption. You don't even know your own stench and your own sin. Hallelujah. David was reminded of his sin, and he would say, Yah, you brought me out of a horrible pit. You Jezebel said they don't even have the heart of Yah to say, Yah, you brought me out of a horrible pit. Don't tell me you know him. He said, you set my feet. He knew what Yah had brought him out. And so when he would fall into those great battles or opposition when his enemies rose up against him, he would say, take me back. Take me back, Yahweh, to the place where you brought me out of. And his sins, he was reminded. And his heart was filled with great platitude unto Yah. This is the generation because it's so bewitched. There is no platitude. There is no thankfulness. There's no yada in them at all. So who has bewitched you? Well, you preacher Dave, you lie from hell. Who has bewitched you? You will not obey. You will not shemak. You will not allow the power of the Torah to direct you and to bring you to the presence of Yah that you may truly worship Him. Who has hindered you? And the power of this nation is one of hindrance. It hinders one from growing up and being mature. It has made these young boys today such adolescents because the daddies and the grown-ups of adolescents, because they're bewitched. The young women today have no pattern to pursue today because the mom is twisted. And as the mother is, so is the daughter. So is this religious whole house. Well, I'm not going to stop saying that. I don't care who get offended. Same this way it is with these whole houses today. Just like this, what we call this Yahdim of Judaism, this whorum that has been spewed from the loins. We find the same thing in what we call Catholicism and Protestantism. Same thing. Same kind of seduction and bewitching. And men are afraid today to deal with it. I don't give a damn if a man, I don't care what he calls himself. Hamashiach says, you want to know the house of Israel. They're going to come with phylacteries. They're going to come with beards down to here. They're going to come in regalia, clothing, and they're going to be dressed to the tilt. He says, but it's one way you're going to know them. You shall know the house of Israel, the seed of Yah, by one thing. It is the power of the living fruit of Yah. But that comes out of there, and you shall know them. Yeah. The many that say that they're Israel, but they are not. Yeah. It is a bewitched power today. I don't care whether you agree with me or not. You know, when Yah put something in my heart, it's not because you all have known me long enough. It's not because I've practiced what I'm going to articulate. I'll just get some scriptures. I was up this morning. I say, Yah, what in the world? I sat here the last half an hour on my knees. I opened up the scripture here when I got home. I spent about an hour, 2 hours there in scripture. And so I know I'm being directed by His Ruah. I know He's leading me today. That's what to speak. It's not some kind of plan, oratory type of informative information. It is just what we need as a house. And so He tried to prevent, that spirit will always try to prevent, it will always try to remove one from the Torah, from the truth. The letter of the Torah has no power at all. Without Yahshua, as Evangelist Horn would say, you're just marking time. You're just marching in place. There is no progression. You're marching in place, and yet the Ruach of Yahweh is removing itself away from you. And when He began to instruct Ichabod, you know how that spirit of Ichabod came about? Because of the bewitching. Eli, he allowed his sons to bewitch Israel in their sins. They became Torahless. And Yah said, my Ruah shall not dwell in this house. It will not deal with the sins of Israel. They will place it with them. They will allow them. The sons were foul. So they bewitched the people. That the authoritative power of Yah, it was not real to them. It did not have any strength in their lives. It did not produce that robust desire to go into the bite of Yah. David said, when he walked in there, he sang, he began to dance. He shouted with great reverence. They're dead people. That's why they come to the buyer dead. They're dead. They're plucked up by the root. There's no love for the Torah of Yah, no truth of Yah. Brothers and sisters, they have the most beautiful formalities that one can look at. They have that. But it means nothing. Nothing. They're dead. They're twice dead. There's no root of love in them for Yah. They have a form. Nothing there. So what they about growing around here? We do the subsoiling. And Brother Christopher gets on that tractor just one time. That's a 160 horsepower big tractor. She'll get down when she wants to. That tractor can move. When you put that tying, just one tying, can you put two on there? It depends. But most of the time, that's when he's got one on there. And when he set that thing down in the ground, it goes down, it tears that pan, that cross beneath the topsoil, so the root can get deep. So what Yah has to do is tear off this crazy white boy spirit, the black boy, the Jew spirit, the white gal, this nuttiness. He got to set something beyond your flesh, because we shut and we look at him like, I'm dignified. You're a dignified fool. I'm somebody, you're nothing. Any man that thinks he's something when he's nothing, he is still enough a fool. A wise man has words of few. He knows what to say. And so as Brother Chris takes that tract and sets that tine down in there, and that tract will rise up like that, woo! But it breaks the cross. He may have to go back over to Gad. But once he gets down in there, it's smooth sailing. See, he can kick it up to a higher gear. And see, that's what Yah's trying to do. He's trying to, that old enamored heart full of sin, the sin that has encased the heart today, where there's no love for truth. We must have a love for Torah. It must cause our love to rejoice and the tears of gladness to flow from us. There are men that are exclusive in their ways of teaching this. And I'm talking about with word and vocabulary. But there is no power in the midst. There's no fear of Yah. None whatsoever at all. And so the power today in this nation, this Babylon, it seeks to prevent one from walking in the right or the light of Torah. It circumvents. And every activity of this life, does it not circumvent you? I don't care if it's your jobs, your homes, everything. That's why our minds must be upon Yah. He must be the prima donna. He must be first in our lives. And the only way you go to have that in your life, the light, the real reality of Yahshua must be real. And today they are extracting Hamashiach out of Scripture. They're extracting even Yah today. And they're placing themselves. You got what we call the white Hebrew Israelites. They put themselves above Scripture. You got those that are the dark skin. They put themselves above Scripture. You got those that call themselves Jews. They put themselves above Scripture. Because this is more than just some practical thing. This is the life and the power of Yah in the earthly realm. That it is going to expose every dark work of hell. Just like Shaul with Yeshua. It exposed him. What about is walking in that power of light will expose every power of darkness. Not today. You shall renounce the hidden things of the world. When it's wrong, you deal with it. And you deal with it emphatically. Yah, please raise up some brothers like that. Send one here and let him come. I'll sit down and let him speak. I have no compunction with that. Speak, man, to me. Speak the word of Yah to me. I want to hear it. Let it cut like a dagger. Let it cut down in me. Let it reveal every hidden thing that is not renounced. We don't want that today. We don't want that today. A bewitched people. A nation that is bewitched. Look what David says in Tehillim 119, 150. I'm going to read it. He says in Tehillim 119, 150. Psalms 119, 150. He said, Yah, they draw near and they follow after mischief. Now, when one draws near, they draw near to Yah with their mouth. He said, you draw near with your mouth, but your heart, your love is far from me. He said, they draw near unto me. They draw near that follow after mischief. They draw near to me. They get close. He said, they are far from your Torah. They are far from your truth. You are near, O Yah. And some, is that A-L-L, is that inclusive? He said all of your what? Your mitzvah, your commandments. Are these the mitzvah? Yeah. Does it delete the third one? Are all of the mitzvah, are they what? They are what? They are amet. They are true. And ye shall know the truth. And you shall be free from the power of sin and iniquity. Well, they read 23rd Psalm at every funeral, don't they? Every word of Yah is pure, and his servants love it. We must guard our minds today, brothers and sisters. And the only way you're going to do that, you must have the living power of Yahshua in you. You must have that mind of HaMashiach. And his mind is the mind of Torah, Shudik, Torah righteousness. He said all of your mitzvah, they are, all of your mitzvah are in that. They are true. All of that. So this one sought to turn Sergius Paulus away from the living power of the truth of Yah. And Shaul and Barnabas said, you're not going to do that, fool. The hand of Yah shall smite you, and blindness shall overtake you, and you will need someone to lead you. That's why this generation, how much you said, when the Ruah comes, you will have no need for man to lead you to the power of the understanding of Mitzvah, because it's in your heart, and the Ruah will draw from that power. Not hearing the word of Yah. We need to hear the word of Yah to have Emunah. We need men of Yah to preach for us to have faith. You're not going to have faith by not hearing a man of Yah speak. This Jezebel spirit that they tells you, well, we don't need man. You're a lying Jezebel. That's what this whole house says today. It tells everyone you are a minister for what? To what? If anything, you minister to yourself. Everyone is not called with the gift of Yah. He did not give everyone the gift. He gave certain gifts unto men to bring about the power of his truth in the midst. Hallelujah. That's what he did. And when there were those needed in the midst, the Nabis, they said, here's one, we'll lay hands on him. Stephen, Porcherus, these men have the power of Yah. But they're more than deacons, man. These men, these brothers have the power, full of the Ruah, full of Emunah, full of the faith. They just laid hands on them, and the power of Yah was, it came from the belly of those Nabis, those Phoenicians, that they rose with great power. And so the Jezebel says, no, David says, all of your mitzvah, all of his mitzvah, that is what the truth is, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Well, the Baptists say, well, don't drink liquor, that's the truth. Well, don't smoke, that's the truth. No, the truth is in his Torah. That's where you're going to find it. These folks, they are adding, they are deleting, they are depleting, they are mending. His word is forever settled. His word is forever settled. It's forever settled in Hoshemaim. He says, sad, that's it. But I know you said that, but what did you mean that? He doesn't even answer. He doesn't even answer fool. He answered fool according to his folly. But I know you said it. Yeah, but I had a hard time. He doesn't even answer. He tells you to answer a fool according to their folly. Well, brother, I don't believe in this shit bad and all. Okay, but that's all right. Have a day today. Don't even give them your speed. Well, just prove to me. Here it is right here. Hallelujah. Well, no. Prove to me in the word. You ignorant fool. You wouldn't believe in no one. I will not waste y'all's time. Oh, that is, the hermeneutics said that is so beautiful, Pastor Rob. Oh, I just felt so good. My boyfriend and I, you know, we've been living together for 22 years. And what you said today was so, oh, I enjoyed it. Oh, yes, Pastor. It was such an extrapolation of such density of wisdom. Oh, what do you think, Mary? See, they're like hypocrites. Oh, no, you want to. But that is the true identity of what is taking place today. Well, Mary and Jim, well, you know, God, of course, he wants us to have a knowledge and an intellectual capacity that we can cipher things and we can determine what is proper for us. Oh yes, that's why I said to John, that's why I said to him, you know, we've been together for how long, John? Oh, I think 22 years. Oh, you see, the spirit today is real because that's what this holly, don't you understand that is the most valuable, which one it is in the world when it's made out of Hollywood. That's why the Christ damnations and all of that, that's why the holly and these pagan emblems and pagan rituals and all of this pagan bewitching is a part of it. And it touches every society. It seduces the most powerful agnostic and atheist to the most infidel Muslim. To those that say they're Jews, it seduces everyone. It bewitches everyone. It's all right to do. We practice that. It is damnable. It is vile. It is witchcraft. It is evil. It is seductive. It is hellish. Just keep doing it. Keep right on. It is the five doctors. And men offer their families to that hellfire because they despise Torah. All of his mitzvah, not some. And that is the truth. That is. Well, when I do that, I just don't feel the way I want to feel because you're not doing it. You're not walking in the power of Torah. You're not walking in the light because when a man does, I believe this. Hear this. It says in Tehillim, Psalms 146:5.